We're going to leave it with Kelarisa. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. We have special guests next week, but we'll tell you later.
North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Yeah. And that was Alicia Keys on the piano there. This is What Pink Sounds Like on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I've got a great show for you today. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman. And if you've tuned in on other Tuesdays around this time, you know I'm a fairly new show to the airwaves. But I'm quite excited because we're celebrating women in music and in media for the next hour. From 1 to 2, you'll have me. We're going to listen to some awesome music. Any band or anyone who has female vocalists in them, musicians, and we're going to celebrate them. And so lots of crazy stuff went on this week, lots to talk about, including the latest from Katie Lang. We're going to listen to her new album, Sing It Loud, with the Sis Boom Band. And we're also going to talk about La Tigra and the latest documentary to come out about them called Who Took the Bump? La Tigra on Tour, and the Doxa Film Festival that's coming to Vancouver, May 6th to May 15th. But let's get this thing started off right. First track I'm going to play for you is by the Pack AD. This is Making Gestures. And Pack AD, if you are a fan, and you should be, they are coming to town May 14th and to the Red Room. And that should be a really good show. I've seen them at Rifflandia in Victoria on Vancouver Island. They always put on a good show, never fail to disappoint. So definitely want to check them out. And other than that, stay tuned for the next hour. This is What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR.
They're so cool, they look chic with their hair in their eyes, hair in their eyes. So many gotta be reckoned with, reasons out the window. And never once writing letters to ex-lovers, I don't know. They're animals in my head, in my head. They're objects falling from the sky, and it's not rain. No, it's not rain, oh, it's not rain. Just me and you, everything is perfect, I should try. strike up a conversation, but I'm too afraid. Now it's just me and you, everything is perfect. I should say something or make a move, but I'm too afraid. No, I'm too afraid. Oh, I'm too afraid.
And that was the Pack AD with Making Gestures. Love that track. Anyways, guys, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like on CITR 101.9 FM. What we're going to talk about next is Katie Lang's latest. So Katie Lang hasn't really made a studio album since 2008, but she recently came out with the album Sing It Loud. It features Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Band. Now, I mean, we could go on forever about the accomplishments of Katie Lang, so I'm not going to bore you with that today, but needless to say, she's a music legend. And I mean, most people will probably remember her most recently for her rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah during the Vancouver Winter Olympics. Not gonna lie, I listened to that on repeat for a while after I heard it at the opening ceremony. It was just so good. So anyways, this album has been getting a lot of hype and a lot of praise, and she's been doing the media blitz lately and on various shows and late night talk shows and early morning shows and all that hoopla. I recently heard her on The Q with Gian Gomeshi on CBC last week, and she performed an amazing acoustic version of Inglewood. But the track I'm going to play for you today is called I Confessed. It's the first track on the album, and it's definitely one of the more popular ones. So give it a listen. I hope you like it. This is Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Band with I Confess.
Was my
That was Hummingbird, actually, if you want to know. That was Hummingbird by off their album Temporary Resonant by Imaginary Cities. I really love them. I think I played them a little too much since I've started the show, but they're really, really quite great. Lots of songs that we just played before that was also Jen Grant with Walk Away and Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Band with I Confess and Sing It Loud, which is getting a lot of praise right now, mainstream-wise and everything. So anyways, lots more coming up on the show. It's almost about 1:30. If you're on your lunch break, thank you for joining me, your host Ashley Kissman, with What Pink Sounds Like. What I want to talk about next is the Canadian election that just happened. I've been watching kind of CBC all morning, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, no matter how you voted or what your political leanings are, it's pretty crazy what just happened. It's definitely a historical shift. You know, the NDP kind of sweeping and getting that official opposition party status and kind of the Liberals are just kind of no more. Bloc Québécois is kind of no more. But you know what I love the most, and this goes, of course, within the theme of what Pink sounds like, which is great, is the fact that the number of women that are now going to be representing us in Parliament has increased. What was at about 22% is now at 24% among those, including Elizabeth May, who did get her Green Party seat, which is excellent. And so I think that's a really huge step in the right direction. So, you know, for some people, the election wasn't perfect. And, you know, politics probably aren't perfect. But I think it is amazing how the people that did come out and vote kind of proved that there is change possible through this political system that we do have in place. So bravo to the women out there who've won their seats. And the NDP kind of sweeping a bunch of seats had a lot to do with that. It was reported that even a couple of the female MPs going to Ottawa are McGill students. So that is a whole nother level. I can't really imagine being a student and then going on to represent Riding and essentially our country. So that is intense. That is really cool. And I think it's exciting, though. I'm optimistic. It's exciting to see what will happen with that. Anyways, guys, much more to come on this show, including a discussion about the documentary film festival, DOXA, coming to Vancouver May 6th to 15th, which is exciting. And we've also got, I want to play for you, an old song from Lauryn Hill. Now, if you are a Lauryn Hill fan, you know that she is coming to Vancouver, but sadly, both shows are sold out. So she scheduled a May 24th show at the Commodore. That sold out in 10 minutes. So she scheduled a second show, and that sold out as well. So I think if you want tickets, best to try Craigslist, maybe some scalpers. You know, maybe they've jacked up the price, of course. But, you know, I don't know. Lauryn Hill is such a legend. And, of course, her older work with the Fugees and even her album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill are so great. Lately, her stuff hasn't been so good. And so I'm curious to know the people who are going, their reasons for going. Are you going to see the legend? Or are you going expecting her to really bring out this new game? I was talking to one lady in the studio just a second ago. She saw Lauryn Hill at Coachella and just said, you know, it was nice to be in the presence of such greatness. However, it was evident that Lauryn Hill wasn't on tempo sometimes with the songs, would mess up the words. You know, there's been reports of other concerts in years past of her showing up 20, 30 minutes late. It doesn't really look that good for you as a performer. So I don't know, guys. Let's just remember her from her good old days. This next track is, you'll know it. It's To Zion by Lauryn Hill off her album Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Zion. Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauryn, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Nothing more than to wait at Zion's door. I've never been in love like this before. now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion.
Okay, how many people in here have ever been in love? I know none of the guys gonna raise their hand, but how many of y'all ever been in love? Well, I know none of the guys been in love. We don't get in love, right? Oh, let this black man right here tell what his idea of love is.
And that was Lauryn Hill with To Zion off the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And she's got a lot of those kind of little group conversations on that album that are quite funny about love, about life, about what you want to do with that. And so that's kind of, was kind of fun, but maybe not for the radio. Anyways, guys, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like. We've got lots more music I'm trying to get into, including some tickets to give away, give you a chance to win tickets to... Dox's Vancouver Documentary Film Festival is putting on Who Took the Bump? Le Tigre on Tour. So let me tell you a bit about this awesome girl band. You probably might be familiar with them already. But CITR is sponsoring this show, along with a couple others. We're sponsoring the National Project and Sound It Out. But the one I'm really excited about is Who Took the Bump? Le Tigre on Tour. And so, you know, this is a band, American Electro Clash Feminist Rock band who came out in the 90s. The lyrics unapologetically express left-wing socio-political views that concern issues around the LGBT community and issues of gender. The music really combines lo-fi beats, which are known as in music production that have technical flaws or distortion or humming or buzzing. It's all intentional. So they combine those kind of sounds with the politics of Riot Girl. Riot Girl was a third-wave feminist movement popularized in the 90s that originated in kind of Pacific Northwest and kind of DC area. It encouraged kind of do-it-yourself art, zines, punk music as performed by feminist bands. So, you know, the Riot Girl movement and bands within that, that kind of fit within that movement, like Le Tigre, spoke out against sexual abuse and harassment. Kathleen Hanna, Joanna Fateman, and J.D. Sampson make up Le Tigre as it's largely known today. However, the first self-titled album had Sadie Benning on it. The JD only came over when Sadie left to pursue other kind of recording opportunities. But in 04, they went on tour, and the documentary Who Took the Bump, the Tigre on Tour, kind of captures every single moment. It's reported that even in times when reporters did not get their feminist ideologies or what they were all about, they kind of just persevered and pushed on and said, this is who we are. So a point was made, some people have said of the documentary that they kind of show that being fun and being silly can coexist with being intelligent. Artists, especially female artists, don't need to dumb themselves down to be heard, which I think is a really important message that a lot of up-and-coming artists can definitely learn to take in stride today. The show is May 8th, and you can see the show at 9:15 p.m. at the Pacific Cinematheque. For more information on the many shows at this year's festival, go to doxafestival.ca. That's D-O-X-A. festival.ca, and I've got some pair of tickets to give away if anyone wants them. The number to call in is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487, and until then, enjoy Le Tigre right here. This is their song, Hot Topic.
Slutwat Vancouver is taking to the Granville Strip Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Why do we need a slut walk in Vancouver? Because victim blaming and shaming create a culture that makes excuses for perpetrators of assault. Because calling a woman a slut based on her appearance presupposes that women who dress provocatively are worth less and deserve less protection. These two things combined obscure the fact that sexual assault is an equal opportunity offence. All are welcome to join in on the walk and help spread the word. To learn more, visit slutwalkvancouver.com or search Slutwalk Vancouver on Facebook.
Brittany!
Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard, that was Jennifer Castle off her latest album, I should say, Castle Music. And that was the track Never Ride. It's kind of an eerie and hypnotizing sound, if I do say so myself. But there's something that draws me to it. It's a bit weird, but I'm drawn to it. So there you go. Before that was Le Tigre with Hot Topic. I love that track because it kind of gives a nice shout out to all the amazing female musicians of present and past, and so it's kind of the perfect girl anthem. If you want to check out their documentary, I am planning to go as someone who's not super familiar with Le Tigre up until a few years ago. I think it'd be kind of interesting to check out how this kind of feminist electro clash punk band went on tour in 2004 and really kind of did their own thing and did their own thing so well that they did get a lot of attention. So that is happening May 8th at 9:15 at the Pacific Cinema Theek. We do have tickets to give away here at CITR. If you are interested, you can call me and I will give them to you. No catch or anything. The number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and you can call me while I play this latest track from Mother Mother if you want to see them May 4th at the Vogue or May 5th at the Commodore. They're both sold out, so I would say that you definitely want to find your ticket sometime soon. Anyways, guys, call in, and until then, here's this track by Mother Mother.
We'll be right back.
That was the lovely Killbots with Hello My Dear off their album One Spittin'. They're a guy-girl duo from Toronto. Robo-electronic dance rock is probably the best way to describe them. But they're really fun. That album is available for all you lovely people May 6th. So definitely check it out. Until then, you can hear more from them on this show because I definitely have a thing for really awesome girl guide duos right now. There's the lovely Killbots, there's Imaginary Cities, which we heard earlier on the show, and then next show, I didn't have time this show, but next show we're gonna play for you the Awesome Hots from Whiskey Town in Edmonton. What kind of name is Whiskey Town? Like, that's just cool. I want to be from Whiskey Town. Anyways, they're really cool. Coolest part is about them. They invent musical instruments. I'll talk a lot more about them next week on the show, Tuesday 1 to 2. You can also check out information about the stuff we talk about in the show on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. Again, whatpinksoundslike.com. You can get more information there. Congrats to Dove, who got herself one pair of tickets, two tickets, to the documentary Who Took the Bump? Le Tigre on Tour. Should be pretty cool. That's happening May 8th again at 9:15 p.m. And there's lots of really cool documentaries, so definitely want to check out the Doxa Documentary Film Festival happening in Vancouver May 6th to the 15th. My time is almost up, but stay tuned for Linda B. She's got Give 'Em the Boot, and that's happening in the next hour here on CITR 101.9. What I will leave you with today, just because I, those who know me, and you'll get to know me, I'm a sucker for Adele and her album. No song on this album is bad. So this is the track I'll leave you with, is Someone Like You off her album 21. Her show as well is sold out on May 31st. So I'm telling you, Craigslist is probably the way to go if you want to see any of the cool concerts coming to town this summer. Until then, guys, thanks for listening, and I will go ahead and catch you later.